All right, Jamal, say good morning. Let's begin. So remember, we are in the last paragraph in Shaar Rishon of Shaar Tshuva. So paragraph Nun Beis, and we're talking about the 24 things that Chazal said are things that prevent a person from doing tshuva. So far we're up to, I believe we're up to the tenth item. So remember again, so far amongst the items that we've seen, there are different reasons as to why they would prevent tshuva. Some of them create an unhealthy sense or unhealthy focus on the self, about me. Whereas again, in order to do tshuva, a person has to learn to transcend the self, not to be egocentric. Others may more fall into the category of quote-unquote smaller infractions. Smaller infractions that, because they're small, often get marginalized, rationalized, overlooked, and therefore tshuva is not often done. So let's pick up with Yud. V'amiskabet b'klon chaveiro. So someone who goes ahead and honors himself through the degradation of his friend. Actually, I think we mentioned this yesterday as well. So this is the idea that I go ahead and I build myself up through pushing others down. So such an individual ultimately won't come to do tshuva. Why? Because tshuva requires a focus on the self. Tshuva requires a focus on my shortcomings. Tshuva requires a focus on my faults. And if somebody's focused on pushing the other down, not building myself up, so at the end of the day, I won't do tshuva. Next, Yud Aleph, HaPorish Min HaTzibor. One who separates himself from the tzibur. And I both say, this is actually incredible, because remember, why does a person like this have difficulty doing tshuva? Because remember, at the end of the day, there are times of communal tshuva. Right? There are times, ultimately, again, there are times where the tzibur itself is moved to do tshuva, to uplift themselves, to change themselves. If a person is not part of the tzibur, so ultimately he loses out on that opportunity. He's not inspired when the tzibur is inspired. Someone who humiliates his parents, humiliates his teachers. Mevaz doesn't have to necessarily mean, I should say, disparage. Someone who disparages his parents, disparages his teachers. So we'll say a person like this won't come to do tshuva for a variety of reasons as well. First of all, on the most basic level, it's because there's no mentorship. Right, there's no mentorship. At the end of the day, all of us need a mentor. All of us need someone to guide us. All of us need someone to look to say, you know what? Not necessarily I'm going to be like that person, but that person has qualities or aspects that I wish to emulate. If a person disparages everyone who is quote-unquote above him, then by definition there is no one to learn from. So if I disparage my parents, if I disparage my teachers, then who are my mentors for life growth? Yud Gimel, Hamakalal Es HaRabim, he who curses the Rabim, the collected. Now the reason again why I can't do tshuva is because whenever your infraction involves a group, the difficulty is, how do I possibly repent for this? So if I go ahead and I curse a segment, I curse a group of people, then at the end of the day, again, even when I choose to go ahead and do tshuva, Even when I choose to go out and do tshuva, so ultimately, again, it is difficult for me to know exactly who to ask forgiveness from. Yod Dalet, Hama'akev Es HaRabim Me'asos Dvar Mitzvah, someone who prevents the public from doing a Dvar Mitzvah. Same idea. I've wronged the public, and therefore again, it's difficult for me to go ahead and do tshuva, because again, I prevented a group of people from going ahead and doing a Dvar Mitzvah. When I want to repent, whom do I seek forgiveness from? Tesvav, Hamates Chaveru Miderach Tov LeDerach Ra. I go ahead and I move, I literally take my friend from the right path to the negative path. And I was supposed to say, in a case like this, what's happening over here is I'm having a negative influence over someone. And therefore, again, because of that, because I'm influencing them from the right path to the wrong path, ultimately, again, there's a ripple effect there. You see, the idea that the Shaar Tshuva is pointing out over here as well is that there are certain things where the negative fallouts from my action is not limited to one act, but rather, again, has an incredibly negative ripple effect as well. And even if somehow I could remedy the act, I can't remedy the ripple effect, which also, by the way, is true with most things in life, that there is a ripple effect. There's a ripple effect, ultimately, again, that goes beyond the immediate action. And sometimes, even if I could remedy the immediate event, it's difficult to go ahead and somehow remedy the ripple effect from those actions. So this idea that I go ahead and I cause my friend to go from a good path to a negative path, how do you rectify that? How do you rectify that? And the answer is you really can't. Number, one who goes ahead and uses the collateral of a pauper. So I'll say this is an example of taking advantage of people who don't really have recourse. So an ani is someone who's desperate. And because he's desperate, ultimately he will not have the resources, the time, the connections, or the ability to go ahead and somehow right the wrongs that have been perpetrated upon him. Yud Zayin, Hamikabel Shochad Amanas Lahatos Achirim Bedin. This is also a very interesting one. Someone who accepts a bribe on the condition to go ahead and shift the judgment in the favor of certain people. Suppose that the idea over here, same yisod, which is when you take a bribe, so not only do you go ahead and mess up, or not mess up is the wrong word, but not only do you skew the din in one particular case, but understand what ends up happening is your entire integrity as a dayan, as a judge, has been compromised. Suppose that you see the theme over here of these, which is happening over here, the theme over here is that there are negative actions that create ripple effects. That somehow, even if you could remedy the action, you can't remedy the ripple effect. Next, Yurchas Hamotzi Aveda Ve'ino Machzir Labala. Someone finds a lost object and does not return it to his friend. So it's the same idea. At some point in time, a person rationalizes that they didn't really steal anything. It's difficult to go out and do tshuva for things that are easy to rationalize. Yutes Haroe Bino Bitarbus Ra'a. This is an incredible yisod as well. I see my child doing something bad, and I do not go ahead and object. But this is also an incredible, incredible yisod, that parents sometimes minimize the impact that we have. That we have to understand that we have the ability to shape our children. We have the ability to go ahead and help instruct them on the right path. Obviously, children, as we all know, at some point in time, absolutely have the right and the ability to make their own decisions. And I can't often control the outcome. But especially when children are young, I absolutely have that ability to shape my child. And when I see them engaging on a negative path, when I see them engaging in wrongful, deleterious behavior, it is my job as a parent to step in, to know how to step in, to know how to talk, to know what to say. But if I don't do that, then ultimately, again, I bear responsibility for what happens in the days, in the weeks, in the years to come. Chaf ha'ochel shodan yisomim ba'almanos, one who goes ahead and eats the property, consumes the property of the poor, of the orphans, and of the widows. Again, these are individuals ultimately, again, who cannot defend themselves, who cannot stand up for themselves. Therefore, it's easy to take advantage of them, and they have no real recourse in terms of how to deal with this wrong. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with the last three, Chaf Aleph through Chaf Dal tomorrow, and then Emirat Hashem tomorrow will start the Shar Sheni as well.